Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Tyson with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, research from the University of Queensland led by Dr. Matthew Lusnick suggests that the rise in populations of animals such as wild pigs and McQueen monkeys in Southeast Asia are threatening native forests and are the cause of disease outbreaks in livestock and people in the region.
Despite there being a boom to the population of Queensland with the national 6.7% increase in babies in 2021, the birth rate is still falling. Statistics show that the birth rate of women between the ages of 15 to 44 years has dropped from 65 per thousand to 60 per thousand, which mirrors the Australia-wide trend. Moreover, data from an Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report shows that Queensland women are having children later in life and that the average age of first-time mothers has increased from 28.4 years old in 2011 to 29.7 years in 2021.
In national news, Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce and Keith Pitt have hit back at a new proposal put forward by Parliament by a parliamentary inquiry that will look to ban online gambling advertisements. The duo have raised concerns that the ban could negatively impact television broadcaster ad revenue. The current plan will see a phase-in of 3 years with wide support inside the Labour Party, while Peter Dutton introduced a ban during sport matches in May, however, hasn't yet confirmed if he'll be endorsing the plan.
Kalana Taipa Youth Detention Centre in South Australia has seen a rise in incidents of children self-harming after the average amount of time they are locked in their rooms has increased. The maximum amount of time children are locked in their rooms has increased from 18 hours and 37 minutes in February to 21 hours and 4 minutes in June, according to department data. It was recommended in 2019 by the state ombudsman that under no circumstances should periods in isolation extend past 22 hours. The rise in isolation times can partly be attributed to staffing shortages.
In international news, a new study from the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology in collaboration with the University of Washington has shown that octopuses' sleep might be similar to that of humans and could even dream. The study has found that sleep patterns of octopuses have sleep patterns that are similar to REM, the REM cycle, the cycle where most mammals and humans dream. The study has say that during one of its stages of sleep, octopuses were seen changing their colour and skin pattern and have theorised as reliving and learning from their experiences such as hunting or hiding.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head over to 4zzz.org.au to read more.